For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike Caldas Show, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Crazy Patty.
Hi. You know what today is, Mike?
The last Tuesday. Day you'll call us, please.
It's my 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, man. And what are you guys doing for the big wedding anniversary?
We're Murder, suicide?
We're going to Bonefish Grill.
Ooh. Which one? The one on 54?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, maybe I'll come and watch you guys.
Okay. It'll be great.
Wouldn't it be great if I came and had anniversary dinner with the two of you?
Oh, it'd be so super.
You don't eat. You just sit there and watch them.
Me, you, and some bang bang shrimp.
Yeah, and I would buy you a dessert.
Man, I'm really tempted to come have anniversary dinner with you and your husband.
Yeah, and you know what? He should be canonized for putting up with me for 25 years. What do you think?
I agree.
All the cheating you did.
Yeah, you were trying to bang that guy in Chicago. We caught you.
Oh no, that's when I was cuckoo.
Well, so now you're not cuckoo?
No, not so much.
Oh, well, you're actually sounding pretty normal today. I mean, just inviting a third party to your 25th anniversary.
You're special, Mike.
I know.
You're special.
Well, so you guys gonna have anniversary sex?
Oh, we're gonna try.
What's the problem? Why can't you get it done? Too dry?
No, low chi, I think.
Low chi? Oh, he can't get it up?
Yeah, we got some Viagra pills, but he's always...
Yeah, it's his problem. That's what it is.
If he can't facilitate it, Galvin, if he can't operate the machinery...
Could you operate with this?
I'm ready to go right now.
If there's any way that you could put some peanut butter on my head before you do it...
Can I watch you guys do that, too?
Sure, why not, Mike?
Wouldn't that be nuts?
Oh, that would be so crazy.
Why don't you tell him? I got a good idea for anniversary. Let's bring Mike into the room.
Yeah, and bring some golf balls.
What?
What do you do? You do a trick? Should I bring a wolf ball bat? What do you need golf balls for?
Well, you know, I do some funny stuff with golf balls and sex.
Oh. No, you don't.
Like what? What do you do with golf balls and sex? Everybody in this room has a look on their face like they smelled something bad, and I feel like a kid at the circus. What do you do with golf balls and sex?
Well, it involves the backside.
What are you? Yeah, you're normal. You're normal now. Everything's fine.
How is no one else interested in this? The two of you look like you're going to throw up.
Because it's crazy, Patty.
This is fantastic.
That's like saying, how are you not interested in eating out of this dumpster?
What do you do with golf balls and sex and your backside?
Oh, let's not go into that. Hey, can I have some...
No! Back it up a second. Hold on.
That's what she does with the golf balls.
What?
Back it up.
Do you make them disappear?
Yes, in a way. But you know what? My husband loves to golf. So you take it from there.
So...
Is he putting from the rough?
Do you... I can't even... Just say it, and if I have to dump it, I'll dump it.
Well, you know, he can putt into something.
But, are you telling me he hits the golf balls with his wiener?
In a way, yeah. But he can't get it up lately, so, you know, we got a problem here.
And, my God.
This is the greatest conversation ever.
Synthetic Viagra doesn't work very well, let me tell you that much.
What kind?
You don't need it.
What kind of Viagra?
Synthetic.
Oh, go get the real stuff.
Yeah, that stuff killed Lamar Odom. You don't want that.
Do you have any idea how expensive Viagra is?
No, I don't. Thank God I don't need it. I took it one time. I thought my face was going to explode.
Yeah. Well, it makes your heart go real fast. That's why the older people can't take it.
Yeah.
In the villages, yeah. Oh, swingers.
Well, hey, listen, I would give anything to be there tonight for the golf ball, for the putting and all that stuff.
Well, why don't you and Amanda come?
Oh, there we go.
Think yeah. that she's going to be into that, Patty. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, she won't come to dessert?
No. No, I don't think she wants to be there for dessert, for bang bang shrimp, or for backdoor putting. I don't think she's interested in any of that.
Okay, well, thank you for everything you've given to me in the last 25 years.
Oh, all right.
We never going to hear from you again?
Well,
fingers crossed.
No, you'll hear from me. Why not?
I hope so. I hope we can get some video of the golf ball action, to be honest with you. Would it kill you to Periscope that?
No, if I hit a Periscope, why don't you send Hoppy over here?
Okay, I'll send Hoppy over there to Periscope your dinner and your post dinner golf escapades.
I bet he would join you guys.
Oh yeah, I bet he could sink a putter. I don't even know what that means, sink a putter, but he would do it.
Okay, well, bye. I love you.
That's your job.
Love you. Please
Who
don't kill
Who are you texting
us.
During the
Please
show?
Please don't suck, Kelly.
Why? We're in the middle of doing a show.
Because he has some people that he needs to get in the VIP room on Friday.
Why. We're in the middle of doing a show, and you're over there texting. It's distracting, and you're not paying attention to the show. But forget it. Spanish ruined it. I got to go.
Okay, bye.
All right. Her I'm not mad at. She's driving. You're working.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't text. We're on the air. What is so important that you had a text right there during the
It's nothing.
So what are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm not thinking. It was stupid.
Jesus Christ.
You guys should go to Shooter's Row.
I'm not going.
I'm never going out with you again.
I know.
No,
I know.
Yeah, one will. Extracurricular
nope,
day with you.
You will.
And you've been, no, I'm not.
You said it a million times
I'm not.
Before.
This is it.
Nope.
One extracurricular day with you, and you've completely blown it. You didn't tape the Andy Beck. You didn't tape the Anthony Beck thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You ruined our VIP experience.
Yep.
And then today I'm trying to involve you in this conversation and I look over you and you're looking down on your phone texting.
I'm sorry.
Now if Kelly was like, I'm stuck on the side of the road and I need a drive, I'd be like, well, go help her out, obviously.
Yeah.
But she might just be like, good morning. And it's you all, could wait till the break was. So you could be like, good morning. Can I read it?
No, there's just nothing there. I texted her, I love you, and she hasn't texted me back yet.
Can I read the whole transcript?
Yeah.
I love that you would give it to me. I'm not going to invade. I'm not going to invade your privacy like that. But I love that you would have handed it to me anyway.
Yeah.
All right. You saved.
I know.
You saved
listeners
it a little
are
bit.
Texting me now.
What are they saying?
Just stop texting. Probably I didn't look. I'm afraid to look at it.
What's your phone number?
954.
No, don't give it out again, please. You gave it enough people. I'm trying to talk to Spanish the other day. His phone's blowing up. And I go, who is texting? He goes, listeners.
Yeah.
Most people give out their phone number and then they change it. You just kept it.
I did.
I like that.
Yeah. I get calls still.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Drunk?
Typically, yeah. A lot of people have been trying to sell me drugs lately that I have to decline.
Have you hooked up with any girls that have texted you?
No, it's all been mostly guys.
Now Kelly's listening.
Yeah.
So he's not gonna tell
you
the
truth. She doesn't know that he has sex with other girls?
I didn't want to hear it.
Because we don't talk about that at all, ever. Yeah.
I got the meat sweats.
Hang on, Mike's texting something.
I'm texting Kelly. go ahead, tell a story. See if you like it.
No, there was no story. I just got the meat sweats. Now I can smell myself.
How do you have meat sweat? Oh, you're still eating meat. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I was texting Kelly.
I'm sorry.
Hearts.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
You didn't miss anything.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
Listen, you take it as a joke.
I'm not.
So you want to know what I was thinking about this morning?
Firing Spanish.
Kinda?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. I was brushing my teeth.
Tell us, JP.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, JP, man. Did you hear that yesterday?
No, what?
His marriage is falling apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His wife's trying to get his mother's jewelry.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was bad stuff. We'll get back to that. I was brushing my teeth, and I was thinking about Carmen this morning.
Because of the toothbrush?
Yeah.
No. Where is that, by the way?
In your office.
Yeah, I opened it up by accident.
You smell it?
Well, I was looking for something, and I go, maybe it's in this box. And I opened the box, and I saw the toothbrush. I go, that's what that could be.
Isn't there underwear in there, too?
No, my pantyhose.
All right, I'll take them. So, I was brushing my teeth, and I was thinking about Carmen, and I was thinking about how much I like Carmen and what a good job she does. Remember that point with Dinah where we were like, you should go find another job?
Yeah, I remember conversations in the bathroom.
We would tell Dinah on the air, you should leave. You should go for. Oh, not because we didn't like her, but because she just quit. She like quit while she was still here.
Mentally checked out.
Right, right. We were like, you. They're never going to give you a raise. They're never going to do anything more for you. And your head just quit this job a long time ago.
Yeah.
Go, and she left and got another job.
I know how she feels.
I know. But the thing is that you haven't quit. You just had the bad feelings. And they need to do. Oh, look, they're showing Dinah on Cali TV. And then I was like, well, I don't want Carmen to quit, though. I don't want her to leave and go find another job. I was thinking about that this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't.
And what was your resolution to it?
If we had to get rid of Smash. If we had to free up a full-time spot, who would have to go?
Right on.
Yeah.
All
right. I was texting that to you right as I was thinking.
Okay.
<about it.
laughs> No. Well, you were texting that to me while people were getting into the VIP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool.
I'm sorry.
Oh, good. Kelly texted me back.
Did she? What'd she say?
It's between us.
Okay.
Don't ask me to read my text.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.